from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. For Wednesday, July 1st, 2020, here are three big things you need to know. Three, the U.S. Senate has passed an extension of the Small Business Paycheck Protection Program to August 8th, coming just hours before the expiration. The move to keep the process open comes as it has more than $130 billion in funds that remains unused. Two, the NBA is all about social justice unless it could impact their bottom line. That's the message again from the league's commissioner, who continues to make excuses for China's brutal record of oppression and human rights violations. Keep that in mind as the league shames you for being a conservative. And number one, Michigan's K-12 schools will have to create multiple safety plans before they reopen in the fall to in-person instruction, so says Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The safety protocols are varied based on what phase your region is in right now. Most of the state in Phase 4, Upper Peninsula, Northern Lower in Phase 5. But at the same time, the governor warns of downgrading certain areas of the state due to an increase in case numbers. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show on this Wednesday, July 1st, midweek of this Independence Day week, taking you into the weekend. Steve is back on Monday. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. Find the show, of course, at Steve Gruber Show and SteveGruber.com for, well, a whole bunch of content, giveaways. And you can also head there for the podcast each and every day as it's updated very soon after the show is done and available for you. Things you missed, things you want to hear again, they're up there at SteveGruber.com. Click on podcast. Saw this yesterday and it kind of fired me up a bit, and it's been almost 24 hours, so I'm calmed down a little. Detroit news story. Dana Nessel, our attorney general here in Michigan, dismisses the Republican request to probe nursing home deaths as partisan. Trying to get answers and information from this administration on why more than 2,000 of our most vulnerable citizens died due to policies put in place by our governor is partisan. Nessel, in a letter to Steve Scalise, the House Republican whip, noted lawmakers did not make similar inquiries into GOP governors, only Democratic state executives in Michigan, New York, New Jersey, California, and Pennsylvania. Yes, as Steve Scalise pointed out, it's because those are the governors that forced nursing homes to take in COVID-positive patients and then refused to answer questions about that order. Other governors didn't do that. That's why they did not get a letter, not because they are Republicans or Democrats. Nessel said, I have not and will not launch a criminal investigation simply because of someone's political affiliation. More than 2,000 deaths, at least 2,000 deaths, at least 7,300 cases of COVID-19 among nursing home residents through Thursday. Those numbers likely low. The U.S. House Republicans claim that Whitmer's nursing home policies likely contributed to the thousands of elderly deaths in Michigan. Yep. Whitmer said on Monday that the state followed guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention when it came to nursing homes and is always willing to share the data and decision-making regarding that policy. Or not, right? She refused to go in front of the panel and give information, the House panel. Governor said she didn't have time to play partisan games. She does, however, have time to talk with reporters all across the country, including the guy from the New York Times Magazine who said that he talked to her like every other day. She has time for that. Talking with a Detroit radio station, this quote gets me too. These were letters that were sent to five Democratic governors in battleground states in large part, Whitmer said. And yes, I just told you why that's the case. Then she said this, quote, they didn't send one to Florida, which has been fudging their numbers. They didn't send it to Texas, which is now in the same boat. Our governor is embracing a debunked conspiracy theory about Florida hiding deaths. This was hot like 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Even left organizations, leftist organizations like PolitiFact that never give Republicans a fair shake, rarely give Republicans a fair shake, said that the allegation that Florida was cooking the books, hiding deaths, fudging numbers, was a total lie. Give it a false rating at PolitiFact. And others have done the same. But our governor, who says she has no time for partisan games, though she has time to talk to national reporters and reporters from the New York Times Magazine every other day, apparently also didn't have time to find out the facts about the allegations. She says Florida's been fudging their numbers, embracing, again, this debunked conspiracy theory about what's happening in Florida. And finally, one more quote. This is Governor Whitmer again. If I could go back in time in a time machine with the knowledge we have today, back 3 months, would some decisions be made differently? She said, yes. Well, we also know now that she was warned before making the decision not to make it. People were giving her that knowledge months ago. Don't put COVID positive patients. Don't force nursing homes to take them in. And she ignored that and made the decision. Just about every part of this story grinds my gears, so to speak. The Detroit News story yesterday, Nestle dismisses GOP request to probe nursing home deaths as partisan. You can find it there. Steve Gruber Show, Scott Bertram filling in for Steve. 888-900-9966, the number. Jennifer called that number. She's on the Steve Gruber Show. Good morning, Jennifer. Jennifer, good morning. You're on the Steve Gruber Show.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have two comments to make. Number one, the hospitals are cooking the books. If someone goes in there and has a stroke and dies of that stroke, the death certificate will read coronavirus. I know two people that this has happened to. The second comment I have to make is, if you think a bunch of little kindergartner kids are going to keep masks on their face for the entire time that they're in kindergarten or first grade, guess again. My suggestion would be these plastic masks that they have that don't make you continue to breathe in the carbon dioxide that you are expelling. You take those little plastic masks. Maybe the kids will keep those on, but they're not going to keep those goofy masks you put on. All you do is breathe your own carbon dioxide in. So
Jennifer,
that's my comment.
Jennifer, thank you so much.
The governor's whacked.
Appreciate it. I think that is a real question, whether or not kindergartners, we're talking five-year-olds, six-year-olds, even first graders, perhaps six- or seven-year-olds, will keep those masks on. Again, how long they have to keep them on depends on what phase your region is in, and also how much contact they have with other school children. In some cases, they'd only have to wear them in the hallways of the school, if I'm reading correctly. But if you're in a lower phase, perhaps it's also in the classroom, then for sure, 6 through 12. There's a lot of moving parts in this plan from Governor Whitmer, and a lot depends on, again, what phase you are in. But yeah, will 6-year-olds keep that mask on when they need to? It's a question. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Helping those who need it most while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do, and it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. Providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home. And helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.